With just under 5 weeks until the midterm election, Democratic candidate for Illinois' 13th District, Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan, rallied her base in Bloomington Normal recently before marching to the polls. Incumbent U.S. Representative Rodney Davis has held the seat since 2013, but a Cook political report in the summer moved the district from likely Republican to lean Republican, and now the race has received some national attention as Democrats work to win 23 seats they believe are necessary to flip control of the House. GLT's Mary Cullen caught up with Londrigan ahead of her rally in Bloomington.
You recently signed a letter with 106 other congressional candidates across the U.S. calling for significant reforms to reduce the role of money in politics, but money and politics go hand in hand. So how can you reduce the role?
Well, you know, I was endorsed by End Citizens United, and of course I want us to be able to get an amendment to overturn that and get some of that money out. In the meantime, though, there's steps that we can take right now. You know, we can shine a bright light on these political donations so that people have knowledge, right? So that they can see who is donating to some of these big super PACs. You know, for example, the one Paul Ryan's super PAC that just dumped $1 million in the race against us. People have the right to see who is funding this dark money.
So in a previous interview with GLT earlier this year, you said the tax bill passed late last year only benefits the top 1% and that you want to work to grow the economy from the middle class out. Can you explain how you plan to do that?
Sure. You know, let's talk about the tax bill that was passed. What I can tell you is that people within the 13th district in particular, and I have now put close to 60,000 miles in my car getting around the district and held 14 open free to the public town halls, one in each county. People are very aware that that tax scam and the benefits from it were not for them. That the people who benefited from that are the wealthiest among us, corporations, and that all the promises that were made around that did not come true. Of the, I think, 6 million corporations that benefited from that tax bill, 500 gave their employees one-time wage bonuses or wage increases. So all those benefits did not go to the middle class. And what I've said consistently is that any tax reform that I support has to be targeted at the middle class.
So if not the $32 trillion for Medicare for all, how much would your proposed public option that would be competitive with private sector plans cost?
Well, I think that we have to look at that and how that's going to affect the 13th district and which exact areas we could start it in first before we talk about the numbers. I think it would be maybe 3% of that.
Like you said, we're not going to talk about specific numbers right now, but how would you suggest that government does pay for it when those numbers do come out?
Well, when you offer Medicare as a public option, it's not the same thing as people who, when they reach, you know, 62 or 65, that they are then eligible for it. What you're really trying to do is to offer competition into those markets.
So as far as I can tell, the ads have not yet been pulled. Now what?
We just tried to correct the record. And, you know, I have put, like I said, I've put a lot of miles on my car. I am with voters around the district every day. And they hear me. They ask questions. And I have been very consistent on my message. And I just keep thinking that consistency and telling the truth is going to win over the lies that they are slinging at me.
So as a candidate whose healthcare stance has been a primary platform piece, how do you come back from an ad like this?
With the truth. I mean, the truth is on our side. And this is not the first time that that Congressman Davis's camp and supporters have lied about me and tossed mud my way. So, but we've got the truth on our side. And we're just going to keep speaking the truth and talking to people and doing what he refuses to do, which is to stand in public forums, listening to Democrats, Republicans, independents, anybody who shows up, because I personally think that that's the job, and that as a representative, you pay the respect to the people within your district who employ you.
So analysts of the new trade agreements with Mexico and Canada suggest that they're not that different from the pre-existing trade relationships. Is it no harm, no foul, or what's wrong with the result?
Well, I think right now we're going to be in a little bit of a wait-and-see mode on this to see how it plays out. Probably what worries me a little bit more right now is the tenor that we have with people who have been our allies for so long. And I want us to dial that back, and because these people have been with us and been by our side for so long. And we really do depend on our allies for trade, for diplomacy, for our place in the world. And I would like to see us working together without quite so much tension.
One of the reasons President Trump embarked on a trade war with China and other countries is a disproportionate negative impact of manufacturing from previous administrations' free trade stances. How can U.S. trade policy help manufacturing short of a trade war?
Well, now, in the beginning, what I think that he was trying to address was China dumping steel. And that did have to be addressed, and it could have been addressed in a legal way, because some of those cases get caught up in court for so long that by the time that they make it through, then it's already happened and it's too late. Where it went a bridge too far, even when you're talking about steel and aluminum, was in joining partners like Canada in it. That doesn't make any sense to pick a fight with our allies. So it kind of goes back to what we were talking about before. And then it went a big bridge too far with the tariffs, because here we are in central Illinois, in the heart of soybean country. And right now, Illinois stands to risk $4 billion worth of exports, $1 billion worth of soybean exports. That's the heart of the heartland.
That's Mary Cullen speaking with Democratic candidate for Illinois' 13th Congressional District, Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan.